Hello.
Hi, this is Carolyn calling you back from the Oracle Help Desk.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help?
Oh, hey, this is Scott George, the area manager out of Tampa. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, is there somebody else possibly calling back from a 905 Ontario number, possibly?
It's possible, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll just let it go. I'll let that one go to voicemail. Okay. So anyway, we've got to get our new gentleman here, Glenn Flannery, able to get into Oracle for dispatch and then also time and attendance. So we're going to see if we can get your help to get that accomplished.
Okay.
For some reason, when we were trying to go to the Oracle link, it wouldn't allow us to it would go to the den, and then once we would click on the Oracle link and try to do a single sign-on, it would just say system error and bad request.
Okay, so how are you attempting to access Oracle, like through an email that was given to you, or how?
Actually, we were accessing Oracle through, let me see how we were doing that. When we were creating his account,
mm-hmm.
I went in through the Badger Den on his phone and clicked on the link.
Okay. So you walked through those steps there. So did he create a login name and password already?
That's what I'm saying. When we tried to do the single sign-on, it just said system error and just kicked him out and said, you've been signed out.
Okay. What's the name of the employee?
It's Glenn Flannery. You spell Flannery, F-L-A-N-A-R-Y.
Sorry, say it again, F-L-A-N-A-R-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Give me 2 seconds, let's take a look here. Okay, so he's not quite set up in the system. I show his start date as today.
That's right.
Okay, so he's not set up yet in the system. That's why you're having an issue. Have you received a response from, I think the email would originate from HR when he's put in the system, when everything's complete, because he's still pending, which means they haven't completed his setup process.
Okay.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense because he's got to do some stuff in play.
Okay. Okay. If that's not complete, that's like the first step. So there's a lot of there's a lot of hands in the pot before you can actually go live with it. So I would just hang on until you get that confirmation email, and they should send you the steps for him to log in.
Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. Did you?
Ring me back in.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, that I have to get him set up through Telenor and HR before he can get set up with.
Right. That's why you're getting that error.
Stand for.
All right. Thanks.
All right. All right. Thank you. And ma'am, actually, while I got you.
Okay.
Hey, sir. Can you hold on for 1 second? Actually, I've got another Oracle issue that I'm having. I'm going to kind of switch your gears. I created 2 tickets yesterday or on Friday, and I got both of the tickets came up with an FO error.
Yeah. So there was an issue, and there is an issue with it, I should say.
So I couldn't dispatch the guys properly for today's work. And so we got them out on the jobs, but still yet I have to be able to push those tickets to their
right.
workers so they can properly bill a customer.
Right. And who am I speaking to? This communication was, I'm going to forward it to you, went out to your district manager. So maybe it just never got forwarded to you, but there is an issue, an open issue with the same issue that you're describing. So, and I'm sorry, you said Scott, what's your last name?
George.
Thanks. And they're also, once you do get the tickets, sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. It's not funny. But so once you do get the tickets into FO, then we're having some issues with latency with the dispatching in NFO. So it's taking like almost 40 seconds for them to actually dispatch. So a lot of people are having to dispatch more than once. So that's also another issue that's happening. I sent you the first one. Let me find that other here.
Okay, yeah, I see this one here. That's exactly what it is. I got two NFOs breaking the raid. So basically, you guys are trying to resolve it and just hasn't been resolved yet.
Right, exactly. Done everything that we can so far. Okay. And then I'm sure once those two issues are resolved, Mark will send out another email. I'm not sure who all was on that distribution list, but I know it should have been your district manager should have been, and he should have communicated that to you if you didn't get it. Or you could just call in the same number that you called, and we can let you know what's going on with that ticket, though, too.
Okay, yep. It's two tickets, so.
Right.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate it.
No problem, Scott. You have a good afternoon or good morning.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thanks.